News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
So there's been suggestions that the state should have a system wherein you can directly contact traffic wardens to notify them of illegal parking so that they can swoop. One of the people who's calling for this is independent councillor in Dundalk, Councillor Ciarán Fisher. Ciarán, is this just effectively a snitcher's charter?
Good morning, Anton. Thanks for having me on. I suppose in some regards you could call it that there. I would call it a citizen reporting tool that might make more effective use of our parking wardens, because we all know that they're flat out trying to deal with the problem of illegal parking. It's one of the most visible issues that you see walking through a town, and it's one of the most visible issues that gets reported to councillors on a daily basis.
So how's this system going to work?
I suspect it'll be a tech system that goes in. I suppose just to give you a wee bit of background on myself, like I'm a councillor in Dundalk and I've created an app called townpin.ie that allows people to report everyday issues directly to me with a pin and a photograph. And what that does for me is it allows me to see patterns of behaviour and where there are problems and where to report them. A tech system could be really useful because it would send a text message directly to the wardens who are out in the beat, and then they can go and address it. And I suppose even before the wardens get there, if there was a very real, you know, awareness campaign around this, what it would effectively do, it would change behaviour with regards to leaving your car in a bad spot.
Is it going to cause a problem for the way that the wardens are performance managed? Because I assume what they do is they take a road where they know there is likely to be significant illegal parking. They go down it, they ticket everybody, and they hit a certain quota for the day. If they're spending their time running around the town from place to place to get individual cars, it might solve the hotspot problems, but it'll mean that at the end of the day, they will have far fewer ticketed cars, which I assume is what they're measured on.
I'm not so sure. Like, I mean, look, what gets measured gets done. And I think, primarily would be looking at your central business district and your pay parking areas, you know, so that's the kind of bread and butter for them to ensure that that the cars are moving on from there. But during the working day, they would have a duty to enforce anywhere where the county council has put a double yellow line or any parking that could be putting somebody at risk. It is happening. It's happening across the town. Like, I mean, every council meeting that we have, it will come up. There'll be some of the same old areas. There'll be new areas. But I don't necessarily think that they'll be running around. What it will do, hopefully, is something like this could help them effectively target. So rather than, okay, I've finished my area for the day, I might just go and see what it's like in these streets. I suppose rather than them taking random streets,
What's the kind of parking that you're seeing that is offending people? Because obviously there are two types that can be ticketed. There can be overstays in legal parking spaces, and there can be fairly creative parking. I assume it's the latter. What kind of things are the issue?
Well, I could even give you a third category. I suppose we're getting people parking in disabled bays that shouldn't be, people that are pulling up and parking on a double yellow line or a footpath for a small period of time. And then we have a commuting problem, I suppose, in Dundalk, where we don't have huge capacity around our bus hubs and our train station when people are obviously arriving for work. And look, they're trying to find a side street where they can park it. And if they're getting away with parking outside someone's house or up on the footpath for a period of time, that behaviour gets built in and you see other cars following suit. So it's actually all three.
And how significant is it when you're dealing with electors and the people that you represent, how often do they raise the issue of illegal parking in the town?
I get reports every week. So every week through townpin.ie, I'm getting the location, I'm getting the photograph. I'm bringing it up in every single monthly meeting, whether that be county or municipal, and other councillors are the same. So it's a growing problem. Now, as I said, sometimes there is parking nearby. It's just people are getting away with it, so why wouldn't you do it? Like, there's a pedestrian street in town in Dundalk called Earl Street. It's the only pedestrian street that we have. We've had people parking in that now for the guts of a year. There used to be a retractable bollard that prevented this and only allowed access. It's out of action at the moment, but it remains a pedestrian street. And the fact of the matter is it's a very convenient place to park and cars are not getting ticketed. So if cars were getting ticketed and if it was known that you were getting ticketed, that would stop. that's kind of the stick that I'm talking about there in some regards. You know, that we need to change behavior because there's a very realistic chance that you will get a ticket. We also have to acknowledge that we do need more parking. Like, it's obvious that these cars are looking for somewhere to park. And I do think that we need to have a look at our planning guidelines, whereby you have to put in a maximum of one parking space per unit. And I think that needs to change to maybe the older way, where when you were building a flat, a unit, it has to be 1.2 parking spaces per unit. And I think that would go some way towards helping it.
And presumably as well, there is a challenge in respect of public transport.
There is, but like, isn't it great to see that people are using it? Like, the problem that we have here in Dundalk is that there's so many people using the train that we have a parking overflow issue, as opposed to those cars being on the road. So like, I take that as a positive thing, but I think we need to make it more convenient for people that want to commute. I'd like to see them have more parking, but we need to balance that with the fact that we have a lot of rogue parking in the town.
Ciarán, thanks very much for your time. That's Ciarán Fisher, who's independent councillor for Dundalk, Carlingford, 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.